Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and today's program is brought to you by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. Our guest today is our Jefferson City Administrator, Mike Palmer, joining us now. So thank you very much, Mike, for coming on.
Good morning, Coltrane.
Well, and a couple of things that weren't maybe quite as exciting on the City Council agenda, but needed items nonetheless, were a couple of roof repair projects, not replacements, but just repair projects at a couple of the city-owned properties, one being the main city shed, and then the other one being an outbuilding over by the wastewater treatment plant. Mike, just talk to us about those two different projects and why the council needed to take care of those.
There are metal roofs on them, and they just need some restoration work, such as the paint starts chipping or the coatings. This company will come in, and they'll redo that. We needed some cap on the top of the roofs to be put back on. Essentially, it refreshes these roofs. Rather than put a whole new roof on, as a proven technique to extend the lives of these metal roofs.
And that was the reason to go that route versus just completely replacing them.
Yes, yes. And the good thing is, this is the very thing that we use local option sales tax for, is for building maintenance, just like what we're doing.
And then another thing we want to make sure people know about is the RAGBRAI Amendment Ordinance was taken care of in one fell swoop. Not only the first reading, but the second and third were waived for final adoption. Just highlight the changes of what this particular ordinance is going to do.
As a reminder, RAGBRAI, Jefferson's just a pass-through town this time. We're not an overnight, but there are certain things we have to do, like establish the fees for vendors and what streets are proposed to be closed while they're coming through. It's a very short time period. Probably we're looking for riders maybe to start coming through town about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and they have to be out by 1:30. So this ordinance establishes those. There's going to be quite a bit of proposed closures or temporary closures along Lincoln Way, all the way from Grimmel to Highway 4. They're temporary. They likely won't even be staffed. They'll just have maybe some cones and some tape up there to remind people that they can just turn around and maybe use an alternate route like Washington Street or Harrison for just those few hours. So what we did was we passed the ordinance, and they can waive the second and third readings, which they did too, because time is kind of the essence.
You said up till Highway 4. Does that mean the rest of the streets from Highway 4 out to the edge of town on the east side? What's the plan for those temporary closures?
That'll be more of a trickle for people. For RAGBRAI, they'll come into town, spend some time. A lot of them may just be having breakfast here too, and then they'll trickle back out from the downtown and head towards Rippey's, the next stop.
Where are we at with the resurfacing project on West Lincoln Way from Highway 4 out to Grimmel?
Best estimate we have is they'll be here in late June, early July. RAGBRAI comes through at the end of July. Cutting a little tight, but the estimate is that it'll take about 3 days to do the project.
And then a new look over at the Green County Animal Shelter has got a brand new mural on the main side that points to the east.
It does. The good thing is you can really see it, and signage has always kind of been a question, what we're going to do for signage there. So there'll still need to be an animal shelter sign either out on the lawn, but it's pretty clear now with that beautiful mural on there what the building's being used for.
Give us an update on how the dog park development is coming along.
Last time we looked at all the fencing poles were up. They're starting to get some of the webbing up on the fence. That was the last time. We're hoping the fencing people can get back here and get the rest of the fence in place. One of the steps is to have more of some concrete trails that wind through the dog park. They may not all get done all at once, depending on funding, what happens with it, but that's the next step to do.
And then transitioning over to Russell Park, the long-awaited, much-needed new playground equipment is finally able to be enjoyed by the public.
It is finally there. There are several parts that had to be reordered that didn't come in right. They're in there now. It's a beautiful playground set. It really is. And in general, that whole park looks terrific this time of year. Even though we had to remove a lot of dead ash trees, I think people can see that a lot of trees have been already replaced with new seedlings coming in, and kind of get the vision of what it's going to look like in the future.
And then also we want to make sure that people know about Memorial Day services that will be taking place in the city on Monday. Talk to us about that.
It's the annual services, and it's a great event. They'll be out at the Jefferson Cemetery. A few words about the Jefferson Cemetery, and actually both cemeteries, is that city crews have really done a terrific job of mowing them. They're out there yesterday blowing off the stones, making sure all the roadways are nice and clean, pick up the grass the best they can. Kudos to the Elks with all the works that they do to maintain those flags. It's going to be a beautiful sight when it's out there.
And the city crews are responsible for putting up the over like 500 flagpoles they got to put
Yes,
up.
There are. As every year is to locate the holders on them, get all the poles in place. Then the work starts with volunteers putting up the flags. And then there's considerable work to take them all down.
And then also, we want to make sure people know that City Hall probably not going to be open on Monday.
It will not. It's a holiday, so it will be closed that day. You can still drop off your payments and everything at the either in the alley, or there's still the walk-up drop boxes there. Even during the construction of the front of the City Hall, it's available.
And also, you bring up a good point. How is that front entryway project coming along?
It's actually ahead of schedule right now. So I think it was going to go a little bit longer, but the company that's doing it is, if you go by there now, you can see all the stonework is done. The plants are, I believe they're going to be planting the plants today. Extensive handrails going up there. Those have all been ordered. So if you've come to City Hall and those steps are a little bit much, there will be all kinds of hand railings on there. So it's going to be a nice, nice look when it's done. As we've addressed some other issues of vision problems with the bushes where you're coming out of the alley. It's hard to see for the pedestrians or was. We've removed several of those. We're going to landscape a little bit more around that area. So it's dressing it up really, really nice.
And that's the Jefferson City Administrator, Mike Palmer, joining us once again. You're listening to Let's Talk Green County, brought to you today by Fouch Agri Service in downtown Grand Junction. Your channel, Seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.